It's happening all over the world. For this, I'm sorry to say. In Asia, in the Pacific Rim, yeah, the story is the same. Oh, the Aborigine, he struggles to survive. And in Africa, they're fighting for their lives. There's so much to think about and so little that we can do. But is this fact or apathy, and will we ever know the truth? Well, we'll never know for sure until we try. To do nothing will certainly be a crime.
Thank you. All right, we have some people coming in after their ice cream excursion. Ooh, wiping their mouths off, rubbing their tummies, have things dripping from their cheeks. Okay, we're going to do one more song, and then we're going to have Stephen come up. Stephen's next, right, on the roster? Okay, we didn't get a lot of people coming out, but if there's anybody out there that you have something you want to say, something you want to share with us musically, let's do it. All right, we're going to do another fiddle tune for you here since we got Quetzal. He's going to want to run as soon as he gets done here. We're going to do an instrumental of a song that you all know and love, and it's called La Cucaracha. A lot of people don't know that La Cucaracha is actually a song that was written during the Mexican Revolution. And the cucaracha was meant to represent the governmental forces. And the people would make fun of them, the people who were fighting against the forces. Of course, people like the forces of Pancho Villa, the first guerrilla warrior of the Americas. And this song is called La Cucaracha.
Thank you. aquí vienen los listas, la cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le falta Coca-Cola para tomar.
All right, Lally. Okay, now we're going to do the English version for you of La Cucaracha.
Down the wall, la cucaracha, la cucaracha, do you love me not at all, little cucaracha mía, I'm as happy as can be, when I'm not around to see ya, you are eating my tortilla, la cucaracha, la cucaracha, running up and down the wall, la cucaracha, la cucaracha, do you love me not at all, better be the cucaracha, mama mia's gonna spot ya, with the broom she's gonna squash ya, pretty soon la cucaracha, la cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le falta poca cola pa' tomar.
Thank you.
Thank you. La Cucaracha is about 83 years old because it was written about the 1910 revolution in Mexico. Now we're going to like to turn the stage over to our friend, our co-houser, Mr. Steven Zunes.
Yes.
The first song's actually being sung by my wife, Ann Louise Wolf, so give her a moment to pass on the baby. We were trying to think of a song that would most incorporate the theme for the summer. We came up with this song by Pat Humphreys. And there's a part that repeats a lot that I'm sure you'll pick up, and please join in with us. Now, I should also mention that in our busy lives, the only time we really have to get around to singing, playing guitar is in talent shows like this that we come across at various gatherings every few months or so. So whenever we memorize a song, we forget it. So we'll be cheating a little bit here. But.
In a many-colored garden, we are growing side by side. We will rise all together, we will rise. When the sun and rain depart us, not a row will be denied. We will rise all together, we will rise.
We will rise like the ocean, we will rise like the sun. We will rise all together, we will rise.
In our many colored
rise, all together we will rise.
No more will there be hunger in these strands of common thread.
We will rise, all together we will rise.
We'll defy the threat of violence, we'll no longer live to fight.
We will rise, all together we will rise. We will rise like the ocean, we will rise like the sun, we will rise all together, we will rise.
We will weave a freedom fabric from these strands of common thread.
We will rise all together, we will rise.
From our children to our aged, we will rise, we will rise.
We will rise all together, we will rise.
We will build a global family from these strands of common thread.
We will rise all together, we will rise. We will rise like the ocean, we will rise like the sun. We will rise all together, we will rise.
We will build a global family from these strands of common threads.
We will rise all together, we will rise. We will rise all together, we will rise.
This is a song that was written for a wedding by the late singer-songwriter Kate Wolfe, but I realized that the words can apply equally to a community of faith and seem quite appropriate for us to share here on our last night at Holden Village. Good friends all gather round. Good friends all gather round. There's something I would say. What brings us together here has blessed us all today. Love has made a circle that holds us all inside. Strangers are as family, loneliness can't hide. You must give yourself to love. Love is what you're after.
Sing if you know it.
Open up your hearts to them. Tears and laughter, and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love.
I've walked these mountains in the rain. I've learned to love the wind. I've been up before the sunrise to watch the day begin. I always knew I'd find you, though I never did know how. But like sunshine on a cloudy day, you stand before me now.
So give yourself to love, if love is what you're after. Open up your hearts to all, tears and laughter, and give yourself to love.
Now love is born in fire, it's planted like a seed. And love can't give you everything, but it gives you what you need. And love comes when you're ready, love comes when you're afraid. It will be your greatest teacher, the best friend you have made.
So give yourself to love, if love is what you're after. Open up your hearts to love, tears and laughter, and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love, give yourself to love, give yourself to love. It's a song by Ted Judd and Tom Rawson. When my little baby started talking to me, he said no and yuck and more and pee. But his favorite words the whole day long were all gone, all gone, all gone, all gone. All gone milk, all gone bread, all gone the story and all gone to bed. All gone bananas and all gone song, all gone, all gone, all gone. All gone, all gone, all gone. Well, soon he grew older and tired of his game, but he loved to play tricks and joke just the same. And now his proud parents are singing this song. All gone, all gone, all gone. All gone, all gone, all gone. All gone diapers, all gone cribs, all gone nursing and all gone bibs. All gone crying from evening till dawn. All gone, all gone, all gone. All gone. Now we go hiking and out to the beach with the forest clear waters and stars within reach. But if we're not careful and if we're not strong, someday it will be all gone. All gone eagles, all gone whales, all gone forest and all gone quails. All gone people who were silent too long. All gone, all gone, all gone. All gone, all gone, all gone. And so we write letters and take to the streets, marching for justice and praying for peace. Calling for justice and a ban on the bomb so that we will not be all gone. All gone violence, all gone war. All gone hunger and homeless and poor. All gone oppression and all gone bombs. All gone, all gone, all gone. All gone, all gone, all gone.
All right, our six-year-old future Hogan Holden virtuoso. I might mention that she's also a Suzuki student. That the Suzuki method begins students at ages 3 and 4, and that's the same course that Quetzal has been taking now since he was 4 years old. He's now 12. So if this family becomes a tradition at Holden, we'll be able to see her develop even more extravagantly and beautifully as she has so far. All right, now I'd like to invite two people that you all know and recognize and love dearly. Linda and Ray are going to be doing some examples of their very entertaining consciousness-raising.
We could have our consciousness raise any higher than we did just this moment. Anyway, I was going to do one song, but after seeing this performance, I have to do a different one. This is a song I just wrote for my grandma. She died. She was my piano accompanist. And there's a verse about what we just saw here, so we got to sing that song. It's called Queen of the Piano. And it goes like this. And as you get, the chorus occurs seven times. It's kind of one of those that always comes back to the chorus. So please feel free to sing it as you get it. Goes like this. Oh, my grandma was queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. With her long white fingers and her hard red nails that she'd shake out from her hands before she played a few scales, I would watch in amazement as the blur went by, right before my wondering little boy eyes. That's my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. I like to listen to the songs that my grandma would play. But most of all, I like to watch the way she pumped a pedal with her foot, crossed over with her hands. Oh, there was no one quite as royal, quite as regal, quite as grand as my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. Sometimes her hands, well, they looked like spiders, spinning webs of music out from deep inside her. Sometimes she would lift them up and pounce down on the keys like an eagle's talon descending to seize. My grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. My own musical career began when I was nine, with a flute and a solo and a contest time. I would need a good accompanist to help me do my best, so I mustered all my courage, then I made a bold request for my grandma. Let's hear it. The queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. Let's see, I still remember that first solo. It was called Romance. I barely made it to the end. It was such an awkward dance. That little boy on shaky knees with sweat upon his brow, and his grandma leading patiently, then reminding him to bow. Thank you, grandma, queen of the piano, sitting on your black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. And every year we played again, and soon our entourage included Bach, Verhaeghe, and Griffiths, Polonaise, and Badinage. And by the time I went to college, my music danced with ease, and I had learned that I could play most anything I pleased. With my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. And now I can do most anything I please.
do something together or should I do one more?
We'll keep it in the family here. This is a song I wrote for my parents' 50th wedding anniversary, which occurred about 2 years ago now. And anybody here been married for 50 years? Yeah? All right. So this goes out especially to you. If I can get my capo fit on here. And for all others of you who, you know, are piling up the years. Now, we haven't done this for about half a year. What key do we do this in? What key would you like to do it in?
Well,
I can do it in, I'm at F, in F right now. Is that a good one for you, or? Okay, good. That is so flexible. And this just tells a true story. I like to tell a lot of true stories of what happened when my parents got married.
He was a young man of 18 in 1942. She was 17 and queen of his heart. He had been away at college since the fall, but now that spring had called, they both agreed we're much too far apart. She was back in Joliet when Easter brought him home from the Kentucky hills to the northern Illinois plain. Then they made a daring plan together, one they hoped would last forever. Packed their bags and caught the very next train. They took the night train to St. Louis with $100 more or less to start. Took a chance and gambled, put their loving on the line. The king of swing and the queen of his heart. Stepped onto the platform in the bright Missouri morning. They looked up for a steeple in the sky. When they knocked, the church door opened. Not many words were spoken, but he became her husband, she his wife. And when the young man asked, "Now how much do we owe you?" Reverend answered, "How much is she worth?" Without a moment's hesitation, that young man made this declaration, more than all the money on this earth. Oh, they took the night train to St. Louis with $100, with $100 more or less to start. Took a chance and gambled, put their loving on the line. The king of swing and the queen of his kindly, the vows they made back then. 50 married call that young man Grandpa, and his music still swings on. Grandma's quilting every heart she knows. On this anniversary, with her family and her friends, there's a sentiment that's held by everyone, that the love which rode the rails into that night so long ago is the kind of love we're glad you gambled on. Glad you took that night train to St. Louis with $100, with $100 more or less to start. We're glad you took a chance and gambled, put your loving
As long as we're doing ones about family, I could do one that is about our family, our little twosome. This is a song I wrote. This is a song I wrote when we first fell in love. I mean, it's kind of sappy, but it's all right. But it's from the winter, so you'll have to imagine that. Actually, this would have been good for last week because it was so hot. People would have loved imagining the snow.
The winter.
So anyway, this is one that I composed while I was walking around the streets of Oberlin, Ohio, when I was separated for the first time. And it actually, that verse that we read at the very end of the Vespers is incorporated in this song, too. So if you could sing along with me, it's just a little a cappella thing. And it goes a little bit like this. I am out in the wind and the snow and the night, but ahead on the path lies our love steady light, your love steady light. And I'm froze to the bone, but not froze to the heart, and there's no way this winter can keep us apart. Now when you were a boy and I was a babe, that same sun shone down on us as we laughed and played. And the love I knew then has prepared me for this. That same sun, that same love, flooded back in your kiss. And I'm out in the snow and the wind and the night, but ahead on the path lies your love's steady light. And I'm froze to the bone, but not froze to the heart. And there's no way this winter can keep us apart. Now I've never done much making songs about love. Seems the trite and the sweet we have got enough of. But in the story unfolding, I find few cliches. It's an ongoing tale of remarkable days. And I'm out in the wind and the snow and the night, but ahead on the path lies your love's steady light. And I'm froze to the bone, but not froze to the heart. And there's no way this winter can keep us apart. I know it won't be easy, it's already not. Sometimes shoulders are cold, sometimes tempers are hot. But when one of us takes that first brick from the wall, that wild garden will spring up where it starts to fall, and I'm out in the wind and the snow and the night. But ahead on the path lies your love's steady light, and I'm froze to the bone, but not froze to the heart. And there's no way this winter can keep us apart. Now as we look ahead at the days we're to share, there's no way we can know what is waiting out there. But I'll leap off that cliff with you into the sky. We'll find firm ground below us, or be taught to fly. And I'm out in the snow wind and the snow and the night. But ahead on the path lies your love's steady light. And I'm froze to the bone, but not froze to the heart. And there's no way this winter can keep us apart.
I figured since we were at Holden Village, a mining village, we need to do at least one song about miners the whole time we're here. This is a song that I learned in Quebec from a good friend of mine, Normand Miron, when I lived there for quite a few years, and they have some really beautiful songs. They're almost all call response songs, so if you speak French, when I call, respond. And if you don't, that's okay. And the story to this one goes a little bit, let's see. There was a coal miner who came down from the mountains above the Île d'Orléans, Orléans Island in Quebec City, and he came to sell to the market to sell his coal, and a young woman came up to him and said, "Coal miner, how much do you sell your coal for?" He says, "Well, 15 francs a ton and a little kiss." And she says, "Well, you have a lot of nerve asking me for a kiss, you dirty coal miner, and me with my beautiful face." And he says, "Well, you know, I've seen actually more beautiful ones than that before." So she kind of mellows out a little and says, "Well, would you like a little drink of something?" And he says, "No, just keep it for yourself. We always have enough." So finally she kind of retaliates and says, "You know, why is your shirt so black, you coal miner?" And he says, "Well, it depends on your livelihood. Black shirt, good coal miner." A little, kind of a cryptic little exchange.
Je la vends 15 francs, un doux baiser. Charbonnier, mon ami, aurais-tu le courage de prendre un doux baiser sur un si beau visage, mademoiselle? Y en a plus belle que vous, les charbonniers le font la cour, les charbonniers le font la cour. Charbonnier, mon ami, prendrais-tu un petit verre? Charbonnier, mon ami, prendrais-tu un petit verre? Mademoiselle, gardez-la donc pour vous. Les charbonniers en ont toujours, les charbonniers en ont toujours. Charbonnier, mon ami, que ta chemise est noire. Charbonnier, mon ami, que ta chemise est noire. Mademoiselle, ça dépend du métier. Chemise noire, bon charbonnier. Chemise noire, bon charbonnier.
Yeah, Lyndon Ray, how about it? Wasn't that beautiful, inspiring, soul? All right, Stephen sang a song last Thursday night that everybody got a real kick out of, and I really enjoyed it, and so I wanted him to sing this song, and I found out a little while ago that a lot of other people have been asking him if he would do this song. And it's a parody. I love a parody. So it's going to get excited. We're going to have Stephen do one more song here, and then we're going to invite the Holden Adolescent Homeboys up to do a little blues jam for you here, little Jerry Lee Lewis.
Thank you. Before I started doing full-time peace education work, I was a college professor, and this song I thought was a... I was not an engineer. Yeah, I got it, I think. Good summary of the academic experience. I came with all my books. I lived in dorms, followed directions. I worked, I studied hard, met lots of folks who had connections. I crammed, they gave me grades, and I may say, not in a fair way, but more, much more than this, I did it their way. I learned all sorts of things, although I know I'll never use them. The courses that I took were all required. I did not choose them. You'll find that to survive, it's best to act the doctrinaire way. And so I buckled down and did it their way. Yes, there were times I wondered why I had to crawl when I could fly. I had my doubts, but after all, I clipped my wings and learned to crawl. I had to bend, and in the end, I did it their way. And so, my fine young friends, now that I'm a full professor, where once I was oppressed, now I've become the cruel oppressor. With me, you'll learn to cope, you'll learn to climb life's golden stairway, and like me, you'll see the light and do it their way. What can I say? What can I do? Open your books, read chapter 2, and if it seems routine, don't speak to me, go see the dean. As long as they give me my pay, I'll do it their way. Thank you.
All right. You going to sing one, Lolly? Sing one. Yeah. Sing something from Beauty and the Beast or something like that. Aladdin. Okay, we have a real big surprise for you here. You might have seen this gentleman last night. He got off the bus and he wanted to play some music. His name is Tony Graves, and he's going to do some piano music right here, a song you might recognize by Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brains. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will for what it's worth. Goodness gracious, balls of fire. I got the love, but I thought it was funny. It came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind, love is fine. Goodness gracious, balls of fire. You kiss me, baby. Ooh, feels good. Hold me, baby. Little something love you like a lover should. If God, I got to tell the truth that you're mine, 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 mine. I turn my nails and I clean all my thumbs. I'm really nervous, got a tumor that's small. Come on, baby, you drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls, my. Well, kiss me, baby. Ooh, feels good. Oh, baby. Hey, girl, saw me love you like a lover should. Yep, I got to say that you're mine, 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 mine. I turn my nails and twiddle my thumbs. I'm really nervous, got a short response. Come on, baby, draw me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls by you.
How about that? Woo! Oh, for some reason these boys are into the blues. They want to play the blues for you here. Let's say goodnight with that. All right, we're going to invite Greg. Greg was our drummer last night, did an excellent job. He showed out, fell from the sky, fell from heavens, and blessed us with his drumming here.
What was this called?
Gary's Blues. Oh, this was called Gary's Blues here. Is Gary here tonight? He is here? Okay, this song goes out to Gary. You ain't got your bass, do you, Gary? Okay, well, this is for you anyway. put your hands together now.